washing day, don't worry. It's, you know, Colossians is a book about the people from Colossae, don't you? All of those little books after Acts are places, and they're places that Paul wrote letters to. They were churches that were just beginning, just starting, and just learning how to be church together. And he wrote these amazing letters that we can still look at now, we're looking at today, to find out some kind of wisdom and help on how to actually be church. So, we've got the stickers on. And it said in that reading, it was a bit like being clothed in those things. So I thought I'd get some clothes out. Incidentally, I found a jacket that my son has been looking for a long time. Took a photo and sent it to him. Found it. So these clothes, we clothe ourselves every day. We think about what we wear, don't we? Most people think about what they wear. Even if you don't think, you think you're one of those people who thinks about what they wear, you might check it, see if it's dirty, it's got a bit of dirt down it, or maybe if it looks a bit creased, that looks a bit dirty. Maybe you have a favourite item of clothing. Maybe you try not to wear it too often because you don't want to wear it out. Maybe, sometimes, well, in this passage, it says clothe yourselves in these things. And I just started to think that, like, clothing ourselves in these things is a very purposeful thing, isn't it? It's not like we just are them. Like, people have seen those things in us today. And you are just those things, which are beautiful, aren't they? But clothing ourselves, can we start to become the other words that we're not? If we clothe ourselves. So let's put this one on. It's not very nice. I don't know who it is. It's been used for decorating, or it's got some gaffer tape where the feather started to come out. And it's one of those things that, dog treats in the pocket. And a poo bag. It's definitely a dog walking jacket, not mine. Can you see it's a bit big? Sometimes we grow out of things, don't we? Sometimes we go off things. Sometimes things get worn out and wrecked. And what do we do with those things? Take them off. Chuck them in the pile. Charity shop? Maybe not even worth a charity shop this year. It might be rags or, yeah, just down the garden. I don't know. And sometimes when you're a kid, you kind of grow. Well, you always grow when you're a kid. And when you're an adult, you grow as well, but not always in the ways you want to grow. And you have to get rid of things. Sometimes it's your favourite thing. I try and give it to a friend that I see a lot so that I can still see that item of clothing, even if I can't get in it myself. And we go through our wardrobes and we check out things that maybe aren't appropriate, or I think that one's probably going to be too big for me, so we'll check that one. This one, I've loved this jacket. It's a bit creased. I just haven't worn it in like 2 years. That one's got to go. This shirt, I really like this shirt, but every time I put it on, I don't know what it is. That one's got to go. You know, be brave, Caroline. Get rid of things. Have you ever got rid of a t-shirt that was your favourite t-shirt? Yeah. It's hard on your heart, isn't it? Yeah. It says earlier on in this passage, the bit that we didn't read, just a little bit further earlier on, that we should be taking off things, old things. And I don't mean clothes. Maybe I'll be a bit more clear, shall I? So maybe old words that we used to use, that used to be funny, and we found out how to live with Jesus, and we found they weren't actually that funny. So they have to go, don't they? They're in that pile. Being mean and not letting people share your stuff. With Jesus, we know that we have to be caring, because that is sharing. Sharing is caring, isn't it? That has to go. Sorry. Turning the other way when we pass by someone on the street who looks a bit like they might need some help. We've actually seen that passage in the Bible, haven't we? It's called the Good Samaritan. We know that we shouldn't do that. We have to change. Making space for others to talk when we've got so much to say, but that person's not had a moment. Maybe it'd be kind to just, pardon it, Caroline, give them some space. We need to put that on. Maybe we should put those things on. Rivalry. Maybe a sibling or a friend is driving us mad, and we can't imagine they can be any different, or just expect them to always be like that, because that's who they are. Maybe we should ask God for patience with them and not be so quick to judge. We have to, don't we? We have to change and we have to wait, and it's a purposeful thing. He says, put on the good clothes, put on the good stuff. It's so easy to see the bad stuff in people, isn't it? And it's easy to miss out on the good stuff when we're looking for mistakes. So maybe we should be looking for the God stuff. The good stuff that is the God stuff in people. I think deep down, if we really thought it through, we always want to see more of God's stuff in our lives, don't we? And a great way to do that is to look for him in each other, like we did earlier. Wasn't it a beautiful moment? I had a little, gosh, this is a beautiful moment when we were all sticking stickers on each other. So I see God. I'll tell you a few places where I see God and where I've seen him just today. I see God move when our church youngsters make space for a new person, physically moving up on their pew to fit someone new in and be a good friend to them. I see God move when the welcomers open the door on a Sunday morning with a friendly smile for absolutely everyone. Their faces must hurt. I see God move when our amazing worship leaders lead us into worship, into the presence of God, week after week. That is a God moment. I see God in Claire when she spends time with young mums who are scared maybe and on their own with a new baby. Claire welcomes them with open arms and no one is turned away or left out. That's a God moment. I see God in Nick when he works with Russell to make a community space to help those in need, and there's always need in our town. I see God in Tim, when he sits by those who are grieving, those who are sick, those who are struggling. Tim has a big dose of God's patience for people. I see God move when my children's group leaders spend time with young children, holding space for them until they can see God for who he really is for themselves, often on more than their allotted rota time. I see God move when I hear a teacher at school spend extra time chatting and listening to children who find it hard to fit in school. I saw God move this week when a waiter saved a man from choking in a restaurant. That was a scary moment. So glad God was there. Some people don't know they're working for God, but they are. They're doing his work. They have compassion. They have humility. They are kind. They are patient and they show love. Everyone can do that, maybe. Maybe we should tell more people what we see in them, that it's God. One question for you to ponder. Did you find it easy or hard, Nick's already talked about this, to receive those qualities of God? I've hardly looked at my stickers. It's so hard, isn't it? What people see in you. But you know, it's important that we see these things in ourselves too. God put them in us so that we can do God's work more efficiently. And if we spend time putting ourselves down and go, oh no, I'm not that one, or I'm not that one, that's not me, I'm not like that. We're just basically denying God's image in us. We're losing valuable time. When we see our own God qualities, we can offer them back to God and say every morning, Lord Jesus, how can I use my compassion today? Look at your stickers. Pray that prayer in the morning. Lord Jesus, can I be kind today? Lord Jesus, teach me how to be more patient today. And Lord, I want to love better. So Lord Jesus, I know you love it when you see us, when you see us looking after each other, speaking into each other's lives. Teach us again how to do this in a new way today. Amen.